Good morning.
Dear friends.
One by one, protesters, many wearing T-shirts that say, "I am what's at stake," interrupted the Senate Judiciary hearing into the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh as Supreme Court Justice over the past few days. They shouted, "You're making a mockery of democracy. Senators, do your jobs and stop this hearing." Protesters are part of a nationwide campaign to disrupt the confirmation process, part of a broad coalition of activist groups, including abortion rights groups, gun control organizations, and labor unions. They've all converged on Washington. Demonstrators fear the Kavanaugh's confirmation would shift the Supreme Court's balance for years on issues like abortion rights, LGBTQ freedoms, and gun control. They added their voices to the outnumbered committee Democrats who tried to delay hearings yesterday, arguing important documents about Kavanaugh have been withheld. WBAI will continue broadcasting the hearings after Democracy Now! At 9 a.m., this with witnesses testifying, including public defenders, professors, students, teachers, a former Solicitor General, and John Dean, former counsel to Richard Nixon. While Republicans, who mostly back Donald Trump's pick, are focusing on Kavanaugh's 12-year career as an appellate court judge, which has produced more than 300 opinions, Democrats grilled the 53-year-old conservative on hot-button issues which could swing the court's majority rightward. On Thursday, Kavanaugh stressed he believes the judiciary has the broad authority to check the power of the White House, but he refused to criticize the man who picked him, Donald Trump. In related news, special counsel Robert Mueller wants Donald Trump to commit to a follow-up interview to written answers to questions in his probe of any coordination between Trump campaign members and Russia in the 2016 U.S. election. Giuliani, New York City's former mayor Rudy Giuliani, who is representing Donald Trump, said on Thursday, talks between the two sides are continuing. He saw Mueller's stance as a hardening in the position prosecutors are taking after offering to allow Trump to answer questions in writing. In other news, in a lawsuit which says the Trump's administration should be held accountable for emotional trauma inflicted on children who were separated from their parents at the U.S. border, lawyers are seeking compensation for more than 2,000 immigrant families. The federal class action lawsuit seeks unspecified monetary damages and the creation of a fund to pay for mental health treatment for children who were taken away from their parents after the Trump administration adopted a policy requiring anyone who crossed the border without papers to be prosecuted. Also on Thursday, the Trump administration moved to abandon a long-standing court settlement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept locked up, proposing new regulations that would allow the government to detain families until their immigration cases are decided. The four Democratic candidates for New York Attorney General held what is likely their final debate before the September 13th primary last night. They touted their qualifications and experience while tackling issues on corruption, voting rights, and economic inequality. The debate at Cooper Union in Manhattan was moderated by former federal prosecutor Preet Bharara and WNYC's Brian Lehrer. Law professor Zephyr Teachout, who recently gained momentum with the endorsement of the New York Times, described herself as an anti-corruption expert. New York City's public advocate Tish James called herself a leader. She's backed by Governor Cuomo and the Democratic Party. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney said he has the most experience. Leisha Eve, a former aide to Hillary Clinton, stressed her litigation chops. The winner will face Republican Keith Wofford. The primary is September 13th. Six American and British veterans who walked across the U.S. to raise awareness about mental health problems related to combat service finished their trip yesterday in New York City. They were met there by former VP Joe Biden and his wife Jill. The group visited the National September 11th Memorial at the World Trade Center, and then they finished their trip a few blocks away at a garden which memorializes British victims of the 2001 terror attack. They walked 1,000 miles from Los Angeles Angeles to New York City. Members of the group said, compared to the struggle of living with mental wounds related to military service, this wasn't very hard to do. One of the marchers once attempted suicide. Another struggled with painkillers and alcohol after operations for combat wounds. Several said they are living with post-traumatic stress disorder and the guilt of survival after seeing comrades die in combat. Speaking to a small crowd at the conclusion of the walk, which began on June 2nd, Joe Biden said hundreds of thousands of servicemen and servicewomen come home from combat with scars you can't see, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and all because they're taught to be warriors. All told, all taught, they should not reveal the psychological problems they're having. Jill Biden, who sponsored the walk-in tour, which was organized by Walking with the Wounded, a British charity, said that after her late son Beau returned from a deployment to Iraq in 2008 with the Delaware Army National Guard, he told her, "Mom, the one thing you have to work on is mental health." Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.